what's up?
Baby, let's go.
My name is Daniel Lawrence, aka Gen D, and I'd love to welcome you to my podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Vibe View, the ultimate destination for conversations that makes you laugh, everyday life discoveries that leaves you amazed, and a playlist that hits all the right notes. I'm your host, Gen D, the Vibe God, and today we are about to embark on a high energy journey that would have you vibing from the very first bit. So with this, I say you're welcome to the Happy Broadcast here, the podcast, your feel-good neighborhood podcast, aka Never Get Bored podcast. Now, before we dive into the magic that awaits us, let's start this show with a song that captures the essence of living life to the fullest, a track that screams you only live once, with this irresistible groove. So push play, turn up the volume, and let the rhythm of Feels YOLO infuse every inch of your being. To be the song YOLO by Feels, Mr. Producer, and the meaning of YOLO is you only live once, just so you know. Today we have a guest who's ready to rock the mic and bring an electrifying combination of intellect, creativity, and a passion for the crypto world. She's a law student, a gifted writer, and a self-proclaimed crypto enthusiast. But wait, there's more to her. She's also an avid fan of three phenomenal artists who know how to set fire on the stage. She's a big fan of Lojay, Black Bones, and Show Them Camp. This particular episode of The Vibe View is called Esquire Wisabi, a Vibe View experience. So we'll get to dive into a world of legal brilliance, unravel the story she weaves through her writing, and get to explore the exciting realms of cryptocurrencies. And hey, did I mention we'll be sprinkling some mind-blowing trivia games throughout the episode? So get ready to test your knowledge and have a blast. So buckle up and prepare for an exciting ride through the Vibe View. Our guest is about to drop some serious wisdom, share infectious enthusiasm, and together we will groove to the tunes that fuel our passion. This is your one-way ticket to the world of vibrant conversations, contagious laughter, and a playlist that is tailor-made to get you in your feet. So without further ado, let's give a warm vibe welcome to extraordinary guest, the law-slaying, wordsmithing, crypto-loving powerhouse. Stay tuned, because we are about to take your vibes to the next level. So ladies and gentlemen, we gave you guys the first episode, which was with MJ Lockie, and I kept up with Valeri Larson, and we did Manifest in the UK. Because she has a thing for VBC, because she manifests living in the UK. And now, guys, the third episode is with a law student, and she is a cryptocurrency enthusiast. And also, she writes. So if this was a reality show, I would call this Versus and Verdict. Yeah, but it's not a reality show, but I just have to call it Esquire Wasabi. I just wanted to make it sound Gen Z-ian. You know, she's a Gen Z too, so I wanted to make it sound a bit Gen Z-ian. And just so you know, she's a big fan of Lojay and I want to say the cavemen, but no, we call them Show Them Camp. And also, she's a big fan of Black Bones. I used to tell myself that any lady that listens to Black Bones, if I wanted to date this lady, I wouldn't take it seriously because Black Bones had an album he called Sex Over Love. My heart is so fried. I don't want someone to like break it. So, so she's here with me in the studio, and today she's gonna have a vibe-ville experience with Jen DS. And Ima, how you doing?
I'm good.
And it's good to know you love music so much. You're a big fan of Lil J, you're a big fan of Black Bones, and also Show Them Camp. They dropped an album in 2022, which was one of my favorite albums from 2022. I had top three albums from 2022, but that album came first on the list, and that was Pound White Music 3.
Yeah.
So now you have to pick your favorite songs from the album. Which of them would you call?
Oh God, Freaky. Freaky is my best.
Yeah?
My very best. And then I have Your Love. And then I have Old Flame.
Yeah,
Old Flame. Flame. Oh my God, I love that song so much. Yeah, so those are my best.
And I was wanting to hear No Regrets by Mologo featuring...
I love that song, but, you know, it doesn't really hit me.
And also, they also featured Oxlink.
Yeah. In which
song? That was Mine Alone. Mine Alone.
Oh my God.
How would you...
I love Mine Alone. I don't have to sing that song from like the beginning.
Leading to the end. How would you miss
that song so much?
So how's it been for you, school? Trying to switch between school and writing?
Oh God. It's a lot, honestly. Yeah. It's a lot. Sometimes I have this, they call it creative block.
Yeah.
I would want to write, but like, there's nothing in my head.
Yeah.
And I could have like something I want to write about.
Yeah.
But you know, how to come up with a style or whatsoever.
Yeah, so approach.
It's a lot.
It's a lot for you.
And then when I look at the amount of schoolwork I have, I'm like, why am I even writing? I should focus on school, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then whenever my mom calls me, she's always like, read, leave every other thing you're doing, read. Yeah. So it's not easy. It's really not.
And now I want to know things you've discovered lately. Now, I've discovered two things lately. Now, I discovered that I could start a business, like an assassination business, that caters only for people that have their intellectual property stolen. Mm-hmm. For example, those Twitter people that will come on Facebook and lift posts from Facebook.
Oh God!
And post them on Twitter and claim and just take all the credit. I just I could start association of business. Now the thing is, if anybody takes your intellectual property, maybe your posts, lift your posts on Twitter, you just have to call me. just part payment of the money, then I'll do a great job for you. And then there was like, okay, if you have what it takes to start the business, you can steal the idea from me and start. But just know that DSS will catch you, and you spend the rest of your life in prison. And the second thing I discovered was, you know, there are guys that they don't have debts. I'm not subbing anybody, but these guys don't have debts, so they're dating. That means that they don't want their boyfriends or their husbands to have debts. So now,
why won't you want your husband to have?
It happens. There's this lady that whenever she sees, like, go and shave. I don't even have anything for her, but just go and shave. Like, right, your business. So now I discovered that if there's any guy that's dating a lady and is bedless, but sometimes, okay, let's say one day he just wake up, he's saying don't go bed. And now the girlfriend is jealous.
Oh.
So this is what he would do. You have to shave that bed, put it in a locker or a drawer, and start growing new ones. So once he's done growing the new ones, you have to give the other one he stored in the drawer to the So both of them can have beds.
Crazy.
Good stuff.
You are crazy.
So I want to know, what have you discovered lately?
Okay.
What have you discovered lately?
You know this artist, Travis Scott?
Yeah, Travis Scott, yeah.
And you know A$AP Rocky?
Yeah.
Do you know that at some point in my life, I used to think that it's one person.
Yeah.
You know they look alike.
Yeah, they look
and
alike.
And they have the same style.
Yeah.
Okay. The way they keep their hair and all of that, and the way they dress.
And
so I really used to think that, okay, it's one person. It, like, whenever I see the picture,
feel like it's one person.
This is A$AP Rocky.
And this
I never knew Travis Scott has his own. Gosh, only for me to scroll on Instagram one day.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing a video, like, I think it's a short clip.
Yeah.
On Instagram. And I'm seeing something about Travis Scott stealing someone's style. I'm like, wait. I have to click on the video again and again. Like, I was really listening to everything. And I'm realizing that, okay, wow. So these are two different people that just look alike and dress alike and stuff. I'm like, crazy. I had to go to Travis Scott's page, like, for the very first time in my life. I'm not a huge fan of Travis Scott.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't like him too.
I'm not a huge fan.
I don't know why.
But I had to go to his page. I checked his pictures, his videos. I wanted to go to listen to his song.
Again.
I listened to A$AP Rocky's songs.
Again, to see.
gosh. And then I went to Snapchat. Yeah. And I went to A$AP Rocky's Snapchat and I was watching some videos and all of that. I went to Google. Ah, see me. Turning on my detective mode, you know?
Yeah.
I went to Google and I was checking for something about A$AP Rocky and Travis, if they have had any beef or whatever in the past. So I came across this video. It was a short video of A$AP Rocky. He was on an interview with someone. I have forgotten the guy's name. So he was saying stuff like, how do you feel seeing A$AP Rocky stealing your style and all?
Yeah.
And so, sorry, Travis Scott, rather.
Stealing your style.
And so A$AP Rocky was like, no, he's very, very chill with it. Like, he feels like he inspired someone, you know. So he's not this kind of person that has this bad energy or whatever. Like, he doesn't have anything against Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Everybody can dress however they like, you know.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have issues with it. I'm like, wow, this guy is really chill. Because I don't know how I would have taken it personally.
Yeah.
Like, the way I braid my hair, you do the same thing. The way I dress.
Yeah, same. You do the same.
Exactly. So I really don't know how I would have taken it, honestly. Because, A$AP is chill guy. From what I heard in that clip, no, the guy is really.
So now you also said something about African writers. Yeah.
Yes.
And how they tend to write about only one thing.
Exactly. Exactly. I've been reading African literature for a while now.
Yeah.
And I noticed that most times in their books, you know, the writers just tend to always put men in a bad light, you know. They always like try to make them look like people that, okay, they are married. Somehow they don't take care of their wives, you know, they abuse their wives,
yeah.
And they're not there for their children, they're not developing the bond with the children. I mean, I know that it's what happens in a lot of African homes,
yeah.
But for once, I want you to write something good about men, because there are several homes too that have good breadwinners, you know, good fathers,
yeah,
that always show up for their children,
yeah,
you know, go to PTA meetings and all of that. Talk about them. You don't always have to put men in the bad light. You don't always have to make them look like, oh, they are the worst thing to happen to humanity or something like
that. Yeah.
You don't always have to push out that whatever.
And
like, because this is what is giving these women vibes.
Yeah.
Giving them that sense of entitlement. Oh, men are bad people. I don't ever want to. You see, I don't know what to call it, but marriage has lost its beauty.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of women are running away from marriages. Some are saying that they want to be single mothers because they feel like, okay, when they married, men are going to, you know, show them shege or something. So I want these writers to at least just pass a good message for once. Don't always make men look like, oh, they are bad.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you get married, you're in bondage. Because many people see marriage as a bondage. Like,
yeah,
they feel like, okay, this man is going to tie me down. He's going to turn me into something I don't want to be. So I don't want to get married.
Yeah.
So it's really bad. Like, I'm tired. And also, African writers, they have this flair for writing and butchering up sexual molestation.
Yeah.
Like, in homes. You see, a writer write about a girl who is being molested by her father,
yeah,
or her uncle who is supporting her through school and all of that. Like, you see where they say he raped her at night or something, or he calls her to the house to sleep with her. It's a lot, and I'm tired. I read three books like consecutively, and they talked about the same thing. It was appalling to me. Like, I'm so tired. There are other social vices that we have, like, that we experience in Nigeria, in Africa as a whole. Talk about them. Like, talk about corruption,
yeah,
you know, illegal practice.
Yeah.
Talk about oil bunkering. Talk about things that are happening in the government.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things to talk about. Just leave the whole sexual thing for once. Like, for just once. Because they always bring it up.
Yeah.
You see a girl say that, okay, she was raped, you know, and she's carrying that trauma
for a very long
time. For a very long time. And, like, it gets into the mind of the reader. I'm someone that if I read a book, like, I'm emotionally invested. Like,
yeah.
I am really emotionally invested. So when I read all these things, I'm like, why now? Like, why do you want to make me feel like this?
Yeah.
You know, just write about something else. You could even bring up social vices that I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, some of these writers lived in the 90s where I didn't even exist at that
time. Yeah, you just depends.
Like, something that happened,
yeah,
you know, in some places in Africa or in Nigeria that I don't know about, you know, just enlighten me. You don't have to bring up these sexual issues. I'm tired.
Yeah.
It's exhausting. Ah.
So in case you're just tuning in, this is the Happy Broadcast Show, and I go by the name Jinde the Vibe God, and I'm hanging out with Wunyeme Pius. She's a law student. I told you guys. And this particular episode is called Esquire with Sabi. And the conversation is going to revolve around music, a background, everything. And not do a normal background check. The introduction. Now, I want to know this. Can you just tell us about yourself, your journey as a law student, and your passion for writing and cryptocurrency? Just tell us a bit about yourself. Let's know. Yeah?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. So, I'm a law student.
Yeah?
I actually never thought I would be one.
Yeah?
But I'm here now. And the journey has not been a great one.
Yeah?
But I thank God for the people that I have, like, by my side.
Yeah?
For my friends, my colleagues. You know, they have helped me a lot.
Yeah?
They have been my support system. Like, I'm so thankful for them.
Yeah?
So, there's really nothing much about me and law.
Yeah?
There's really nothing much. I'm an average student. I'm cool.
Yeah? What about your passion for writing? I've been reading your stuff on Substack.
Oh, my God.
I have to give it to you. You're a very good writer, yeah? Yeah, you're a good writer.
Thank you. Thank you. Writing is something that I picked up when I was in secondary school.
Yeah.
You know, I used to read the dictionary as a child.
Yeah.
Like, I read it from, like, the beginning to the end. My parents would testify to this. I used to read the dictionary. Like, I took days, you know, a month. Like, I dedicated it to knowing words, developing my vocabulary,
yeah,
and even knowing how to spell these words. I used to, like, learn with my siblings.
Yeah.
So, I used to write short stories back then. Short, meaningless stories, by the way. But I was very creative. You know, I had ideas, but I think it's how to put it down that I did not know. And then I used to write poems.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like my escape because I didn't have much friends back then. And I was very shy. I had this social anxiety. So that was what people always found me doing, writing. And at some point, I just dumped everything. I even used to have a journal where I would write a lot of things, you know, my feelings and all of that. But I dumped everything. I was like, no, this is beyond me. Like, I just dumped it. I stopped writing for a very long while. Very, very long.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't know what made me pick it up again. Like, I have no idea.
What happened?
I have someone that I talk to. You know, he's my mentor.
Yeah.
Self-imposed mentor.
Yeah.
So, on the 1st of January this year, I was talking to him on the phone. And I was like, Akan, I want to start writing. I don't know what made me think of it. I, like, have no idea. I just said, I'm going to start writing. I want to write newsletters.
Yeah?
Yeah. I told him, I want to publish every month. I want people to read my stuff. I don't know. Like, at that point, I did not have any idea of what I'm going to be writing, you know? I just said, I want to do it. And I just started. And I've been consistent. I don't know how on earth I became consistent because I was thinking I was going to fall my hand. But I did it. I mean, I have been publishing newsletters every month because that was my target. And I've been doing it every month and people have been reading. The statistics are great.
Yeah.
Really great. Like, I didn't even expect it to be
the numbers. You didn't expect the numbers.
At all. So I'm happy. Like, you know, I'm happy and I'm really grateful for the people that even take time to read my work. I mean,
it's something.
It's something.
You said something about you being consistent. You know, a lot of creatives battle with consistency.
Honestly speaking.
A lot of times I tell them it's not being lazy because some people feel like I'm just lazy. I can't do the things I'm supposed to do. But it's not laziness. It's you being consistent. And I used to tell people, there's this thing about you having, I used to tell them, if you feel like you are a perfectionist, that is a sign of low self-esteem. I talk to my friends about this. If you're like, I want to be perfect, I'm dropping my first episode of my podcast and I want it to be perfect, no mistakes. That is you having low self-esteem because you should just drop it. Then battling with consistency is something all the creative fists, someone like me. I know that I have all the time in the world to do a particular thing, but my priorities are just fucked up. Like, okay, I have excuses to give all the time. No, I can just, okay, like, this is what I'm going to do in the morning, afternoon, evening. Then I'll do them. But at the end of the day, you would have to-do list for a day and you end up doing only one or two.
Yeah, sometimes.
In the morning, I'm waking up in the morning, I'm going to a radio station. Later in the day, I have someone to go talk to.
Yeah.
And when I'm done, I'm going back home to record a podcast. But at the end of the day, you might end up doing only one, which is the radio station, and you stay there till evening. So it's bad. So now, you're a big fan of Afrobeat. I would say Afrobeat because the artist you told me about, Lil J, Black Bones, Show Them Come. Yeah, they just have to do, just because Black Bones does rap, hip hop.
Yeah.
But you know, you cannot sell in Nigeria. If you're doing hip hop, like if you're doing conscious hip hop in Nigeria, hunger will catch you. Olamide said it. You have 500k in your account and you want to do conscious hip hop, you will suffer in Nigeria. Look at Emma Abaga. Emma Abaga knew that it was good. But at the end of the day, you have to meet Afro with hip hop. If you want to sell and make money and eat, you have to sell. Okay, look at what happened. Adeku Lego got signed to YBNL. He was doing urban highlight. That's the general music he was doing.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, he had to switch. And that's when he got married to Simi. He had to switch because he said that he knew he was expecting a baby. Then he would pay school fees. So he had to make money, which is doing Afrobeat. So now, Black Bones was hip hop, but mixture of Afro too.
Yeah.
Then Show Them Camp, he had to do hip hop, but a mixture of Afro too. So now, I want to know, how did you become a fan of Lil J, Black Bones, and Show Them Camp? Do you have any memorable experience related to the music?
Okay. So, Black Bones, I think it was when I first heard this his song. I think it's Haba.
Yeah, Haba, yeah.
Oh my God. I really love that song. And I was like, who is this guy? You know, I had to check Google and that. And I said, oh, he's not even really attractive.
Yeah. That physically appealing.
Yeah. He doesn't have it in the face.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, his music is good though. I had to, you know.
Yeah, I think the first song that made me love him was Shut Up. Tell a Man Shut Up. I love
song. Yeah.
I used that song as my pod intro. That was when I started podcasting in 2020. That was my pod intro twice. I used it twice.
I like that song.
Yeah.
So listening to Haba, I had to look for other songs, you know, by him. And I started following him up. And I started loving him, and I still do.
Yeah.
Black Bones is, he's a lot.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, whenever I hear any of his songs, I just know this is Black Bones. Because I've been accustomed to his voice.
Yeah.
Just like Lil J.
Yeah.
Also attracted me to Lil J, his voice. Lil J's voice is peculiar. Anywhere you hear, you know that, okay, that's Lil J.
Let me come in. That's why I come in a bit. Like, you know, the first Lil J song I heard was the one he featured Wizkid.
Which song is that?
That was like the
Mona Lisa.
No, that was not Mona Lisa. It started with LVNT something.
Mona Lisa is with Saz,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Now, the first song I heard of Lil J was the one he featured Wizkid. I loved the song, but not that much because it's Wizkid. I have to love it. Now, he moved on.
Yeah, Wizkid fan.
I love all of them. I love Burna Boy. I love Wizkid. I love all of them. Now, the thing is, he went on. You know, Saz is one producer I respect so much. I have three producers in Nigeria I respect. Like so much. London is number one. Then Blaze Oba is number two. Mm. Then Sass comes in third. Now, I have a thing for Sass. So now when I saw the Mona Lisa song, I was like, okay, what is going to happen here? Let's just wait and see. I've always underrated Lil J's voice. Truth be told, I've never taken Lil J seriously until when he traveled to the UK and met with this producer, J5.
Oh my God, I love J5.
And now they did a song together. That was I Wish. They did a song together and they featured Libyanka, that Cameron Union, that came with the People song. They featured her, and I saw a video, a clip on Instagram. Lil J was singing with the instrumental. I was like, wait, is this Lil J or some other person?
Lil J, you know.
Lil J sang so well. I was like, God, I'm a big fan from the day. I'm a big fan of Lil J's music. So now when Mona Lisa dropped, a lot of people were like, okay, we don't have to sleep on this track because obviously it's Sass. You just have to love it. And the song went from number 5 to number 1 and stayed there for just 3 weeks, I think. 3 weeks.
Okay.
And dropped out again and went back again.
Wow.
And now a lot of people compared it to the painting, Mona Lisa painting. And Da Vinci were like, okay, this is what it is. But it's still a work of art though.
Yeah.
And we had to love it.
This one.
So about we're talking about Black Bones. You're talking about Black Bones. He dropped an album.
Yeah.
That was Young Preacher.
Young Preacher.
How would you rate it on a scale of 10?
It's an honest 7 for me.
7 over 10?
7, yeah. 7.
Yeah. And Show Them Camp. And
10!
Pan One Music 3.
It's 10 over 10, no. Don't ever ask me, you know.
Then Lil J dropped the, Gangsta what? Romantic.
Okay, Gangsta Romantic.
On a scale of 10, rate it.
Okay.
Before we move, just rate it.
Mm-hmm.
It had a lot of songs.
It's a 9.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of songs.
Mute was my favorite.
A lot. No, Over is my favorite.
Yeah?
I love that song. Like, I love it so much. I don't know why, but I do.
Now, the thing is, so the next question now, you're studying law in the university. Mm-hmm. And now Davido has a lawyer who oversees everything about him and he's an entertainment lawyer. So I will see him and one day be like, okay, maybe by then I'll become this profound music journalist. I'll be like, okay, please, I have a case and I want you to just brief me. Just do a normal briefing, then I'll get to know. Okay. So now, would you love to be an entertainment lawyer?
Mm. truth be told, there.
Yeah.
A few friends have pushed the idea to me.
Yeah.
That
I would
fit.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be a good fit and all of that.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I honestly
don't know.
I haven't really, really thought of it yet. I haven't really
considered it.
Yeah, considered it. So I would say I don't know for now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now let's head straight to law and cryptocurrency, because a lot is happening. But how do you think the legal landscape can adapt to accommodate the rapid growth of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology? How do you think the legal landscape can adapt to accommodate it? Because it's growing rapidly. A lot of things are happening.
Yeah, a lot.
So how do you think the legal landscape can just...
It's going to go a long way.
Yeah.
Blockchain technology.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, the Web3 space is like, there's a lot of things going on there. That,
yeah.
Like, there's a whole lot
going on there.
It's decentralized.
Yeah.
Yes. So you have control over your own money. And
yeah.
Things happening a lot. You see where they get into people's wallets and, you know, they get money from the wallet and, you know, they transfer the money to another wallet and all of that. So in those kind of cases, it's theft.
Yeah.
And law could come in place, you know, with good technology.
Yeah.
They could track and trace the addresses.
Yeah.
And get the money back. I think that's really the only aspect of law coming to
the cryptocurrency and
That's the only thing I've thought up.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. So,
yeah. So now let's switch to writing and creativity. Yeah. How does your passion for writing influence your approach to other aspects of your life? How has it influenced it?
Okay. You know, a lot of people like to think that they are open-minded.
Yeah.
But if we really want to look at it, 99% of us biased in some kind of way and we are not totally open-minded.
Yeah.
I used to think that I was very open-minded as a person, you know, that I am not quick to judge.
Yeah.
I always like to, you know, look at several other perspectives and all of that. I used to think I was like that. But writing has helped me in some kind of way, you know.
Yeah.
Writing and reading books has helped me understand that there's more to this life than what I know,
yeah.
What I've seen and what I've experienced. So I think I am a bit more open-minded than I was.
Yeah.
Yes. And I don't see writing no easy.
It's not big.
I mean, they say it's easy. Smaller words with big words, and it will look sweet.
Yeah.
And everybody will read, and they will be feeling it. But it's not easy. It's not easy at all. It's not easy. Like, sometimes I could be writing, you know, and everything is going good, you know.
Yeah.
I'm developing something. I'm feeling good about it. And boom, I just stop. One more. From here now. Where I want to go. Like, what next? What am I going to write next? Like, that's how you want to convey a message.
Yeah.
And you're looking for the right word. You know, sometimes when you're writing, you want to be perfect.
Yeah.
Or you want people to get the story the way you want them to get it.
Yeah.
So that word or that concept is just missing in your head. At those times, I would just stop whatever I'm doing. I would just leave. I would just get distracted, maybe talk to somebody or something.
Something else, yeah.
And come back and see if I can, like, continue, you know, go on from there. Writing is...
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
Now, let's talk about music and personal interest, right? Now, I don't know how good you are with creating playlists. But I want to know this. How does music play a role in your everyday life? Do you have any ritual or favorite playlist that helps you stay motivated or inspired? Do you have any favorite playlist that helps you stay motivated or...
Yeah.
Inspired. Yeah.
I do. I have such
people. Let's group it this way. On mental health. On mental health. On being happy. Let's just group it. Let's just make three playlists for us. Let's see. On mental health. Can have three songs. Can have five. Depending on how you desperately need to.
Thing is.
Yeah.
These playlists that I have.
Yeah.
That helps me. It's mixture of different genres.
Yeah.
You know. Of music, it's not restricted to just one.
Yeah.
So if I'm suggesting songs for you, I would not know if you fuck with that kind of
music. Yeah.
You know, I would want to suggest something that you would love.
Yeah.
And some other times, I like to take risk with it. You know, give you something that you have never heard before, something you're not used to see your reaction. You know, if you would love it or if you even come back for more. I like it when I suggest songs and people are like, "Oh my god, I like this song. Give me another one." I love it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if I'm going to create a playlist right now, I would be careful.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who will listen to this anyway. So, yeah.
That's it. So now, the thing is, we're going to go on a short music break. And when we come back, we go straight into the games. We have the dipshit, which is picking from 1 to 50. Then we have the this or that questions. Then you also pick a number two. Then we'll have the pop culture questions, which is something you would love. So ladies and gentlemen, let's go on a short music break. I'm going to play you a song from Lil J. And he teamed up with Small God on this particular song. And it's
automatic!
Yes. Because there's energy right here, the vibe feels automatic. We don't have to push it. We don't have to force it. It just comes naturally. Mm-hmm. So ladies and gentlemen, see you with Jindy the Vibe God here with Uyime Pines. And we're having a good time here on the Vibe View. Esquire Wasabi, a Vibe View experience. Mm-hmm. Or you can just put it this way, yes, versus and verdict. Either way you want to put it, it's still normal for you. So just listen to this song from Lil J, Automatic, featuring Small God. So just enjoy it.
Accelerate and I'm on the way to you. I be like Ubaraja. Na so, only when I saw it, so, yo. Oh, yo. Monica says she no fit to casual fucking up. Say if I put my tongue for a mouth, it go turn to laughing up. But I no get time for relationship, I'm working up. I'm a busy working man. She tell me Bella man. You dey play with my heart like you messy triple Benzema. You no go disregard my hand or decline my cellular. Calling. If you want to live, it's fine. I wish you well. Yeah. And I'ma wish you well. Yo, yo, yo. I did not kiss, I kiss. I did not touch, I touch. I did not hold your waist. You make your body stimulate. I did not kiss, I kiss. Dinari touch, I touch. Dinari hold your words. They make your heart they oscillate. Oh, low, hallelujah. Automatic accelerator, and I'm on the way to you.
Play right here has to be the song Automatic by Small God featuring Lil J. And with this, I say you're welcome back to the show. See the happy broadcast show, the podcast. And it's a vibe real experience right here. And I'm having Uyime Pires right here at the studio with me. And I know you love listening to our voice, but you just have to love it. You're welcome back. Hey. To the show. Now we're done with all of their talks, right? Because this is not a talk podcast. It's more of a music and just entertainment. So let's switch to the games, right? Mm-hmm. Let's switch to the normal games. And now we're entering the dip shit segment, which is picking from 1 to 50. Just pick a number from 1 to 50.
Okay. Wow.
Pick a number from 1 to 50.
I pick 25.
25.
Yeah.
Okay. What is one thing you wish someone would do for you? What is one thing you wish someone would do for you?
Oh, bro, I don't even have to think 2 times.
Yeah?
Buy me a sewing machine.
Yeah?
That's what I want.
For now?
Yes, for now. I don't need your money.
Yeah?
Just buy me a sewing machine and I will not forget you in this life.
Forever indebted.
Honestly, that's just what I need right now.
So pick the second number from 1 to 50. Mm-hmm.
They say 7 is a lucky number, Abby.
Yeah?
Okay, I pick 7.
So what is one thing you need to work on for yourself? What is one thing you need to work on for yourself?
Okay.
You're doing this, I'm doing it for myself.
My self-esteem.
Yeah?
Yeah. And my consistency, level of consistency, I need to work on that too.
Okay.
I mean, I think we all need to work on that.
Yeah, something everyone needs to work on.
Yeah.
For better self-improvement,
yeah.
I think everyone needs to work on it. Then, the next one.
How many times am I picking a number?
You've picked 2. Picked 2 things.
I have to pick 3.
Yeah, you're picking 5.
5?
You picked 25 and you picked 7. So now
you want to kill me.
Pick the next number.
You want me to unleash everything about me here?
Pick the next one.
Okay. 10.
10.
Yeah.
Okay. What makes you feel appreciated?
Okay. I would say, you know, nice words and all, but people lie a lot.
Yeah,
people lie a lot.
I think Kanye West said we're all liars.
Oh, what makes me feel appreciated? I don't know. I feel like, you know, if I do stuff for someone and the person does for me too,
yeah,
I feel, okay, this person is seeing my efforts.
So?
Yeah. So I'd say act of service.
Act of service.
Yeah.
So that's like basically your love language, right?
Yes.
Wow. Amazing. You know, I played a love language test because I didn't know my love language.
You guys do all this stuff.
Yeah, I played a love language test. And at the end of the day, what I discovered was I saw words of affirmation. And which is like 90% true. Yes, because I would want to, okay, now I would have to adopt the person and be okay. She was like, okay, acts of service and how to call it, which other one do I have there? Physical touches, which other one?
There's a shower all of you. Good touch.
So she was like, she would have to pick and I'll have to adopt. But for me, I just feel like everyone around me, you know, people have this sometimes, this old bastard of mine, some things happening.
Yeah.
I just know that I can walk into a room and just make people feel, oh, yeah, this is it. So I have this way with words and I can just make people feel appreciated and make people just say things to people. So I just want people to do the same thing to me too.
Yeah. I would love that too, but like 80% of the time, yeah, I believe you.
Yeah.
But I would just like, you know, how it makes me feel.
Yeah.
You know, someone telling me very nice
things. Yeah.
I would love it a lot.
Yeah.
But I would doubt you, honestly.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So now pick the next number. Pick the next number.
49.
What is the strangest thing you've done?
Jesus.
What is the strangest thing you've done?
Wow.
Yeah? Strangest thing you've done.
Strangest thing I've done.
Yeah? We want to know. What is the strangest thing you've done?
Okay. So this is it. It's a very, very bad thing I did.
Yeah.
A very bad thing. And I think it's strange because I never thought I could do
such a thing.
And after doing it, I was like, what the hell did I do?
Did I just do?
So it was when I was in secondary school.
Yeah.
My other sister was preparing for her exams, her senior WAEC.
Yeah.
And I think at that time, I was in SS1 or so. Yeah. And at that time, we used to have a lot of fights. You know how it is, the siblings. We used to have like a hell lot of fights. And she was always winning, obviously. And my parents were always like supporting her and all of that. So I felt like, okay, everybody's against me and all, you know. So even when I have to do stuff with her, I always avoid it, you know. I always just try to stay away from her area. Like wherever she is, I don't find myself there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So there was this one time she really pissed me off. I've forgotten what she did. I only remember my reaction to it.
Yeah.
She pissed me off and we had this very big quarrel, like, you know, exchanging words verbally and like screaming down the house. My mom was at home. She heard everything. She knew that my sister was at fault, but she did not want to intervene.
Yeah.
I feel it was very intentional. Yeah. So I went to her and I reported my sister to her. And she said, no, you people should leave me out of it. You know how parents are sometimes.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to take matters into my own hands because I'm done, like I'm tired. And you know when you are in your SS3 and you're preparing for your WAEC,
yeah,
you need all your notes from SS1, SS2, SS3.
Yeah.
I took all her notes.
And you hid it.
I hid it.
Crazy.
All of it, like everything. And she looked for these books for days.
I couldn't find it.
I just kept quiet. Everybody suspected me, but I mean, if you can't find the books on me, what would you do?
What would you do? Yeah, you just have to move on.
My mom even kept malice with me at that point. She wasn't talking to me. I feel like if my mom had the power to stop me from eating,
yeah, she would have done it.
Stop me from eating food. Honestly, this was like everybody was just angry. My younger brother, the only brother I have,
yeah,
he was like, "Wait, man, I knew you took these books.
Just give it to her.
Give it to her." And I said, "No." It was just my brother
that knew
that would have that influence over me, like to make me release those books. Because even my dad, all the threats he gave to me, everything
he didn't return it.
It did not even move me at all. And it was so strange. Because when did I become like this person, like this wicked, not even tough, wicked and angry? And I think it was at that point in my life where I decided to battle my anger issues. Like,
yeah.
I was this very angry child.
Yeah.
Very, very angry. So I'm hiding the books. No. And then my parents actually later found it. I think it was like a week after.
Yeah.
They found the books and, you know, they were talking down on me. And I knew you took it. you never expected it from me. You know all those talks now.
Yeah.
It didn't move me. But personally, I was happy with myself because, this is not something I should be doing. You know, this is not me.
Yeah.
I used to be that child that things would happen. You know, people would talk to me or do stuff to me, and I would just go to one corner and cry.
Yeah.
So when did I start retaliating? When did I start doing these wicked things? Like, even to my own sister.
Yeah.
I think it was like so strange. Very strange, honestly.
So pick the last.
I don't know why I can't forget it.
Pick the last number.
12. Yeah.
What is one word that describes you? If you were to describe yourself just with one word, what is one word that describes you? One word.
I would say I'm an interesting person.
Very interesting.
I'm interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. So we're done with the deep shit. Let's head straight to this or that.
Okay.
Now, number one, Netflix or YouTube?
YouTube.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh my God, there are a lot of things to watch there.
Yeah?
Lately, I've been going to YouTube to watch Twice.
Yeah?
You know, Twice comedy.
Okay, yeah. The Yoruba guy.
Yeah. I've been going there to watch Twice, watch The Voice, you know, just watch music videos of some artists.
You know, I'm a lover of short videos. I can't sit for a long time and watch movies, so I prefer doing YouTube.
I have that issue with movies. Yeah. These days, I don't find myself just staying to one spot, watching a movie of like 1 hour plus.
Yeah.
It's difficult. So I go to YouTube. I watch like a lot of videos. Yeah.
So now, phone calls or text?
Phone calls.
You love phone calls?
I love phone calls.
I'm just going to present that if a call should come into my phone, the first thing that comes to my mind is, what does this person want from me? That is the first thing that comes to my mind.
It comes to my mind too, but then I love it.
I prefer text. TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram, please. TikTok, I feel it's not a good place for me.
Then Android or iOS?
It's Android. I use an iOS, yes. I know that's why you're looking at me, but yeah. It's Android. It's Android for me, please.
Laptop or tablet?
Tablet. Yeah.
Mac or Windows?
Mac, straight.
Amazon or eBay?
Amazon, oh my God.
Venmo or PayPal?
PayPal. Yeah.
Spotify or Apple Music?
Spotify. Oh, God.
I also have issues with people. I do both, right? I do Apple Music. I do Spotify. Spotify has its aesthetics.
I used to do Apple Music at first. In fact, Apple Music was my go-to all the time, but Spotify,
Spotify has aesthetics. Then Apple Music has sound quality.
Yeah.
The sound quality.
Exactly.
Then audiobook or podcast?
Podcast.
Okay, now let's get straight to the pop culture questions.
Okay.
I want to know, give me your top 5 albums of all times. Might not be all times, maybe your favorite for this year or last year or 2021 or from 2020 down to 2023. Just make me know your pick.
The first one is Boy Alone. I don't know why it's my number one.
By Omalay.
Well, it's just there somewhere, yeah. The second would be, this artist.
It's Burna Boy.
Love that meanie.
Burna Boy. And just so you know,
that's the name I was just
looking for. Yeah. Just so Burna Boy is performing today at the Champions League final.
Crazy.
That's a big win for Afrobeat. And now let's talk a bit about the new cats conversation.
I'm not there.
We have to talk about it because it's something that is trending. Now, are you against Davido saying that Burna Boy is the new cat? Even listed him alongside the likes of Asake, Terms and Fireboy and Rema.
Okay. I know some people want to cut my head off.
Yeah.
But Burna Boy is a new cat.
He's a new cat.
But you cannot mention Burna Boy's name when you're mentioning Asake
and Rema. Even Rema.
Don't do that. It's an insult.
Yeah.
Do you get?
Yeah, I understand.
Burna Boy has lyrical content.
Yeah, he writes better.
Good.
Better than Whiskey that Davido.
Exactly. So I feel like mentioning his name when you're mentioning Fireboy
and Rema.
Hell, what like? Guy, why would you do that?
I think Davido knew what he was trying to do. I think he was trying to like bring back that fact they had.
Davido talks too much.
He was under the influence of alcohol.
He talks too much.
The Mattel boss was under the influence of alcohol. So please pardon him.
He talks too much.
Yeah.
If he can just focus on his music
and just focus on winning the Grammys, because I want him to win the Grammys this year.
Please stop it.
No, it's possible. It's then you know, so it's possible.
It's possible.
Yeah.
You know, let's not try to give ourselves hopes.
So you mentioned Boy Alone by Omalay is number one. Then Boy Alone had songs I love, like I'm Amazed by that one, my favorite. Then the song he did with Justin Bieber. Some people were like, he wasted that feature. He used that feature of Justin Bieber on the track, but I love it.
I love it too.
Yeah.
I actually love that song.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Then Love Damini. The only song I loved was the song he did with Khaled and John Bella. You know, John Bella wrote Wild.
The one he did with J-Hoz.
Nah.
Jesus Christ.
And Daggers.
It's my best.
You made me love that song. I don't know why. I've been putting that song on repeat, but I wouldn't have to go with it for now.
That is my favorite.
It grew on me last week.
Oh my God. That song is so nice.
So now, the reason why I love Wild Dreams is because John Bellion co-wrote the song and also produced it. So he had a trade.
I love John Bellion.
Yeah.
I love him.
So number three, give me your number three, the third album.
That would be Show Them Camps album.
Power Music 3. Yes. They wait to hear, see, you know, go make sure that our problem here, you get it.
Oh my God.
Then number four.
Black Bones, obviously.
Young Preacher.
Yes.
Then number five. I thought you would say Timeless.
Yeah. That's the number five, actually.
Yeah.
That's the number five.
You know, had a lot of beautiful songs.
A lot
of musical songs. You know, the song has just have to grow on you before you come to see that. Okay, this. You know, I'm a music journalist. I don't just come out to just criticize.
Yeah,
grows on me.
I have a few songs I like from the album.
Number one, give me.
I like Kanti a lot.
Kanti.
Yes.
Then number two.
I like this one with
Caveman. That's number one. Featuring Ekijo.
I love that song. And then I like, is it Picasso?
Picasso. Lori, featuring Lori.
Yeah, I love that song too. I think the guy sounds like
Wizkid. Yeah.
I think that's why I like the vibe.
You know, record labels have this thing. You know, when Terms came out and was doing amazingly well for herself, what happened?
I love Terms.
She's
a queen.
Yeah, Don Jazzy decided to sign a light version of Terms, which was Aria Star. And she nearly pushed Terms out of the market though. She did so well for herself.
Yes.
And now, if you don't want signed version of Wizkid, which I know you might likely do well too.
Okay.
So now let's move to your top five movies of all times.
Top five
movies of all times. Which of them would you go for? Number one?
Not really a movie person though.
Yeah?
So you're basically asking me like movies that I've watched.
Over time, that you love.
Over time.
Yeah? Number one?
I would say Breaded Life.
Breaded Life.
I don't know why I like that movie. Maybe it's because of Timini, but...
Yeah, Timini Egbuson.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I like Breaded Life. I like... there's something about Home Alone.
It's my all-time favorite.
I don't know what exactly it is.
Yeah.
But I would watch Home Alone again and again and again. I don't know. It's lovely. Like, I would watch all the parts. Harry Potter, unbeatable.
Yeah.
I've watched Harry Potter from 1 to 7.
Yeah.
Several times.
So you're a Harry Potter fan.
Yes.
Then that's number three.
Dreams for Life. Not in the Gryffindor house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And number four.
You mentioned Harry Potter is number three.
Okay.
Yeah. Number four.
Number four.
Number four.
I want to mention a Nigerian movie.
From last year or this year. You didn't see Shantytown.
I saw Shantytown.
You didn't see Far From Home.
I did.
Okay.
But no. there's something about Gangs of Lagos.
Yeah.
So I think that would be my number four.
Then number five.
I wanted to mention a foreign movie.
Yeah.
There's this movie. It should be this John Wick guy.
Yeah.
Ha.
You can't remember the name.
I swear I can't.
So let's just say John Wick, number five.
No, wait. I made a mistake. We're going to redo that whole part. Number five, Men in Black. I just remember the movie.
Yeah.
I just remember. And I remember that it's not the John Wick guy. It's that guy that has this nice structure. His face is just, I think his name was Ethan in the movie, or is it John or something?
Yeah,
I don't know, but that guy's very, very sexy.
Yeah,
he kind of looks like this tall guy. He looks like the guy that acted
Richardson.
As Thor.
Okay.
Thor.
Okay.
I think that was why I was mistaking him to be the John Wick guy, but that Man in Black movie, hey,
was dope.
Jesus Christ. I've watched it again and again. And then that Man in Black movie reminds me of Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible, yeah.
I don't know. Whenever I just hear someone talk about the movie, I always remember Mission Impossible. It's like they go hand in hand or something. Like, it's so nice. I love those movies a lot.
So with this, we've come to the end of the Vibe View.
I'm sad now.
It was good to have you on the show, Esquire. Should I Esquire to your name?
No, not yet.
Not good.
Not yet.
So I will do it like Trevor Noah. Trevor, I would say it was good to have you on the show. So it's good to have you on the show. So you do this next time, and her, yeah, it's gonna be super, super amazing.
Yeah.
So we end the show with a song from Burna Boy, and that came from Love Damini, and he featured J Horse, and that is Cloak and Dagger. So ladies and gentlemen, we're ending the show with Cloaks and Daggers because we're moving with cloaks, and I don't know for her, but for me, I'm just moving with cloaks and daggers.
Cloaks are not fake, or it's fake people.
No,
honestly, I don't move with cloaks.
Yeah, they're fake.
Ah, see,
yes. I identify as
fake. And you're proud.
Yes, I'm proud to see.
He's like, he wants to secure a woman. Mm. You'll be going around.
I can probably be single for the rest of my life.
Mm.
Yes, because I'm moving with cloaks and daggers.
You can't imagine. God, so sad.
So sad. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll do this next time on the show.
I'm moving daggers, though.
You must, okay, yeah.
Ready to slaughter.
Yeah.
Yes.
But no cloak. No cloak. But me, I'm with the cloak.
Here.
So. Okay, now we have a great time here, and I know the listeners had a great time too. So please listen to this and do also watch the Champions League final and drop your predictions, because obviously for me it's Manchester City. So you want them to win a treble?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do. So I always want Manchester to win everything.
So tonight we get to see if they win everything.
All right.
That's it. 1, 2, 3. Oh my God, success is all I want. Yes, indeed. Oh, my luck, oh. The tick bam bam, she better let my song. The tick bam bam, she better let my do. Then they pray me can fall and stagger, so I'm moving cloak and dagger. Might see me in a black bandana, in a Lambo with Joey Zata. Diamond teeth with a bucket full of rubber, no shirt looking like a normal rubber. Since I started, then they carry my matter, no be now we could scatter my data. Booty bam bam, she better let my swan.
Fall and stagger, are you mad? You know why them man call me Baba? To catch eye, you gon' need one bigger and a taller ladder. Just there dancing, dagger. I'm outside chilling, ragga. What's all the higgy hagga? When I come with a yinky nyanka, and my jacket was shining like Bianca. Now them man there wish that they never done that. Now everybody Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder. Niggas doing 8 Mile when they hear the thunder. Make a nigga wake up, rise from your slumber. I ain't even green yet, man, I'm still on amber. Where you wanna see me fall down, see me under? Sometimes I gotta think hard and I ponder. They can't come close, come here, but they want to. Just stay far, stay there, smoke a ganja. 24 hours in enough for gangster. No sleep, now my eyes looking like a panda. Do them man there really wanna pass a? When we pull up, they gonna have to go and call for Jaja. Go call for Yala, see me a maga. When your time has come, nigga, don't make it harder. Can't catch him today, we gonna see tomorrow. Only witness was tear tomorrow.
Then they break me up all and stagger, so I'm moving cloak and dagger. Might see me in a black bandana, in a Lambo with Joey Zata. Diamond teeth with a bucket full of rubber, no shirt, looking like a normal rubber. Since I started, then they carry my matter, no be now, we could scatter my data.
Then they break
me
up all and stagger, so I'm moving cloak and dagger. Might see me in a black bandana, in a Lambo with Joey Zata. Diamond teeth with a bucket full of rubber, no shirt, looking like a normal rubber. Since I started, then they carry my matter, no be now, we could scatter my data.